So up to the Mishnah on Daf Yudalad Amid Beis. It's a very short Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, L'chayayim sha'omru govan asara tfachim v'rachvan v'avyam kolshu. So according to Tanakama, a lechi that's necessary for tikkun mavui has to be 10 tefachim minimum height. But as far as its width or its thickness is concerned, it's a kolshu. There's no minimum amount. And Rabbi Yossi omer rachvan shlosha tefachim. And that's what we discussed earlier, that Rabbi Yossi sort of equates a pas for a mavui, I'm sorry, a pas for a chatzer with a lechi for a mavui. And he requires a minimum width of three tefachim. So we'll have 10 tefachim height and 3 tefachim width. Okay. Now, we'll just add one point which the Rambam adds here in his Pirush HaMishnayos. I think it's almost simple, it goes without saying, but we'll mention it anyway. He says, it doesn't matter how high the mavui might be. When we're saying that a lechi is 10 tefachim high, that's fine. So you have a lechi that doesn't really reach any mass, massive height over here, relative to the height of the mavui, it's sort of a kleinika lechi. It's a little pipsqueak of a lechi, but that's fine. That's not a problem. Now, interesting that the Mishnah says lechayayim, which is the plural of lechi, and one could have ostensibly argued that this might be the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, back on Daf Yud Aleph, said that you need a lechi on one side and a lechi on the other. Hence, the Mishnah uses the plural. However, the Gemara is going to clarify that the word lechayayim is not referring to two lechis, but in general, all lechayayim. So that's what the Gemara says, L'chayayim sha'omru lema t'nan stoma k'rabi lezer, t'yomer l'chayayim p'ino, we need a lechi on one side and a lechi on the other side. When the Chacham say it's enough to have one lechi, lo, that's not how we have to interpret the word l'chayayim. My l'chayayim, what is the meaning of the word l'chayayim? L'chayayim di alma. In general, all lechis. Your lechi, my lechi, his lechi. So we need a lechi that has the gova of 10 tefach. Ihochi, the Gemara says, well, if the Mishnah chooses the plural because it's addressing everybody, is then Korah, what about the Mishnah earlier on Daf Yud Gimel, why does it say Korah, right, when it gives you the specifications of a Korah, Nami Nisli should have been consistent, Koros, right, if he's referring to all Koros, he should have used the plural. So my koros, koros the alma. So the Gemara says that perhaps, just one second, koros. If this is so, is nami nisni koros? And if you'll ask why did it say Korah, we only need one Korah, the answer is Korah the Alma. Oh, so right now, I just wasn't sure if the Gemara is at this point with a question mark or with an answer. Yeah, the Gemara is still with a question mark. In other words, if the Mishnah would have been consistent, it should have had Lechayayim and Korahs. So the Gemara now refurbishes its previous answer. And l'chayayim doesn't mean all the lechis in the world, or general lechis, but hachi kamar. Osan l'chayayim shenechleku bahen Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim is govan asara tfachim v'rochvan v'avyan kolshu. So the word l'chayayim in plural is deliberately chosen here by Rebbe in order to refer to the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer Chachom as to whether one lechi is enough or you need two lechis. And that's called lechayim shenechlegu bahem. You know, the lechis that they argued about. Both of them, whether it's Chachomim or Rabbi Eliezer, agree that the size of the lechi is whatever it says here in our Mishnah, 10 tefachim high, etc., etc. But he uses the word lechayim because of an allusion to or a reference to the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Now the Mishnah tells us that the rochav of the ovi of the lechi is kol shehu. So the Gemara asks, v'kama kol shehu? I mean, kol shehu sounds like there's no minimum whatsoever. Is that possible? So he says, Enochinami. Tony, we had in a brisa, Rabbi Chiya, afilu kechut hasarbal. Okay, chut hasarbal is a kind of a thread that's used to sew up a garment. And even you know, we might use an English phrase, you know, like a toothpick, you know, it's very thin. Doesn't have to have any minimum size. He says here, Rabbi Yossi, in our Mishnah, requires three tefachim. Taimel shel Rabbi Yossi, mishum shu matzuch shiyah mechitza, shir choshuv, v'ayinu shlosha tefachim. Notice Rabbi Yossi wants to see this lechi as a fourth mechitza. The Mavi has three mechitzas, and now we are an imaginary fourth mechitza. And for that lechi to serve as a mechitza, it has to be a minimum width of three tefachim. She'im yasenu pachos mishlosh tefachim, yesh lochush shiamidenu berichuk min hakosel shlosh tefachim. He's saying that if you're going to allow, according to Rabbi Yossi, for a lechi that's less than three tefachim wide, then what he's going to be tempted to do is he's going to leave an airspace between the wall and the lechi. V'oz osi avira dahaygisa udahaygisa umevatale. This is a sugya that we learned back on Daf Yud, that if you have a lechi that is surrounded on two sides by airspace, then under certain conditions, the avir is going to be mevatel the lechi, and the lechi is no longer batel. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi requires that the lechi be three tefachim wide, and therefore, what does he gain here by three tefachim wide? Lekach is afilu im hoya omed besomach lekosel. Just one second. Shim yasenu pachos mishlosi yoshi yamidenu berichuk min hakosel shlosha tefachim. Alright. Lachain matzuch Rav Yossi she'al lechi rochav shlosha tefachim. So I think what he's saying here is that even if he does an indentation here, in other words, he puts up the lechi three tefachim distance from the kosel, then even so, we're not going to apply the principle of asi avir dahaygis, etc., because the lechi itself is three tefachim. If the lechi itself is three tefachim, then presumably the airspace between the kosel and the lechi is going to be less than three tefachim, or maximum three tefachim. And the only thing I don't understand is, what does he mean, afilu imhu omed besamach lekosel? I don't understand what the word afilu here is. That throws me off. All right. Anyway, mikaven shemishna senu al sekes bedin shir al chayayim, mashmia mishna b'derech agav she'af shenechleku rabbelazer v'chacham v'inyan mispar al chayayim lo nechleku b'shiurim. So the Mishnah wants to tell you that you should know there is a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachom about how many lechis we need, But either way, the size of the lechi is not in any way a subject of machlokis. Okay, now the Gemara thinks, kama kolshehu. He says, me'achashem atzinu sheyesh shir lekolshehu, kagon, mashaninu bishitufe muvos, shemagbiach chovis shalperos mashu min akarka, v'zoche ba avur kulav, yomusham mashu tefach. Wow. So the word mashu, sometimes, as we'll see later on in Masechta Erevin, means tefach. And therefore, the Gemara wants to know maybe the width of a lechi, which is kolshu, means it has to require a tefach, and that's what the Gemara answers in the name of Braisa Rabbi Chiya, that no, you don't even need a shear of a tefach. Tana, we learned in a Braisa also lechi lechatzi mavui. So instead of putting the lechi at the entrance to the mavui, he indents the lechi and he puts it somewhere, shall we say, in the middle of the mavui. Is elo ela chatzi mavui? Obviously, the lechi can only be matir that which is beyond the lechi. So, from the entrance into the mavui all the way up to that lechi, you have no lechi. So that's not going to be mutar b'tiltul. Is pshita? The Gemara says, how would I even imagine that it could have been otherwise? Ella Ema, but we should rewrite this Braisa. Yeshlo Chatzi Mavui. The Chiddush of the Braisa is that the Lechi is valid. It's only valid, obviously, from the point of the Lechi and on as we go into the Mavui. So when we read the Braisa, we don't read it as Ella Chatzi Mavui, meaning as if to say it doesn't work and it's not Mati the first half, but the Chiddush is Yeshlo Chatzi Mav, that the second half of the Mavui is permitted through the vehicle, the agency of the Lechi. So Gemara says, Hainami Pshita. Why do you have to tell me? I mean, why would I think it's not valid? Mao Detema, what thought could have crossed my mind? Lechush Dilma Osilish Tamushe Bekule. You know, he's going to think, well, they were matter me to use the mavui based on this lechi. I might as well use the whole lechi, and I'll say goodbye to the lechi as I pass the lechi on my left, going out towards Rosh Hashanah. He's kamash malah, and the Braisa wants to tell me that we're not choshesh that the lechi might be abused, and he might come to attempt to carry even beyond the lechi. When I say beyond the lechi, I mean on the way out. Yeah. Amar Rava, also lechi lemavui, vigbio min akarka shlosha. Rava wants to know what's the deal in a case where the lechi was raised above the karka, three tvachim, and that's beyond lavui. And we had similar discussions about Korah. You remember, if the Korah doesn't go all the way from one Kosel to the other Kosel, or you have two, remember we had two Koros that met somewhere, but they didn't actually touch in the middle. So Rav wants to know, what happens if you can't say Lovud, and the Lechi is basically hanging in midair? Oh, alternatively, Shefligo min HaKosel Shlosha, that he allows for a distance of three tefachim between the kosel and the lechi. There's airspace in between the lechi and the korah. The lechi should be connected to the kosel. As Rava says, lo asa v'lo klum. In both of these cases, he has not successfully been mesaken the mavui to be matir betiltul, because there are two requirements. Number one, that the lechi be all the way down to the karka, or at least lovud within three tefachim of the karka. And number two, we have another requirement in lechi, that it should be placed immediately contiguous to the kosel, or at least within a close proximity of less than three tefachim. Now, as far as lechi that was above three tvachim from the ground, and it doesn't have a Torah's lechi, so that's because of a principle which is called Gidim Mechitza Shegidim Bokimba, right? That these little goats can break through. As long as it's three tvachim and above, the Gidim could break through, and that undermines the Mechitza. Now, what about the fact that he had a three tvachim airspace between the wall and the lechi? Why does that invalidate the lechi? Im erchiku ben akosel shlosha tvachim eno lechi, pirish Rabbeinu Yonah's son, kevan sha'avir shemishneit study al lechi mevatel sal lechi. So this was the principle that we mentioned earlier, that osi avira dahai gisa ivi avira dahai gisa umevatele. So he's got airspace on the right side of the lechi of three tfachim, and he's got airspace on the left side of the lechi all the way to the other kosel, and that's going to be mevatele the lechi. But if the lechi, he says, was three tfachim in width, so he quotes the Shiltei Giborim, She'af she'rchiko min ha'kosel shloshe tvachim areza lechi. So it means like this, that he's got three tvachim of airspace to his right, he's got a lechi that's three tvachim plus, and therefore, we don't apply the principle of osi avir mihai gisu mevatale, because we have what's called omed merubal aparts. Because the lechi itself is more than three tvachim wide. Now he refers to Tosvis back on Daf Yudam at Beis. Mavui shiracha of Yoser mi eser amos. He has a mavui which has an opening, an entranceway that's greater than 10 amos, which is not, that's not a mavui for a heter mavui. So what do you do? Is machik shtei amos min hakosel. He moves his pas 2 amos away from the kosel. Meniach pas shel shlosha amos. And now he's got a pas of 3 amos. So the avir to his right is 2 amos. And the pas itself is 3 amos. And therefore we're not going to say osi avira umevatale. Lechi acher lahatir samavui. In other words, that lechi, or pas, if you will, of 3 amos, I wouldn't call it a lechi, is enough to achieve the goal of being memayit the pesach hamavui. That shouldn't be 10 amos wide, or open 10 amos. But it's not enough to be matir the mavui itself, because for that we need a lechi. And this lechi, although it's very impressive, it's 4 amos, but nevertheless, it is distance from the kosel by how many amos we said? By 2 amos, right? So, maybe I got the numbers wrong. The pass is 3 amos and the airspace is 2 amos. And once there is a distance between the kosel and the lechi of more than 3 tfachim, it's no longer a valid lechi. So the Magen Avraham says that afilu malechi rachav yosef mishlosha tfachim ein laharchiko min adofen shlosha tfachim. So it doesn't matter what the size of the lechi is, the width of the lechi, it's got to be within 3 tfachim of the wall. You and I would have said, without the Magen Avraham, that it's only an issue of avir. And if it's an issue of avir, then once he has a lechi that's more than 3 tfachim wide, he has no issue of avir. Hatam. So let's see if we can get a grasp on this Magen Avraham. Shetzarech heker shu lechi. So the Magen Avraham is operating with a whole different explanation as to what underlies this requirement that the lechi has to be within 3 tfachim of the kosel. It's not the way we said it because we're worried about avir, because then the Magen Avraham makes no sense, because since he puts up a lechi that's even wider than 3 tfachim, there's no problem of avir, but rather for a different reason of heker. The the spectator, the onlooker, has to know, it has to be obvious to him that this lechi is serving as a lechi for the mavli. And if it's rachok min hakosel, if it's distance from the kosel, then it's not a lechi. You'll see sometimes in very, even here in this neighborhood, you know, in very large building complexes, that they have, you know, different kinds of pegs, like in the middle of the entranceway, they may have three and then another three, sort of separating it, but that's not a hekir or lechi. Lechi has somehow be connected to the mavli. It's almost like lahavdil a mezuzah, right? You can't have a mezuzah separated from the doorpost. You know, the mezuzah has to be on the doorpost. The lechi is like the mezuzah on the kosel of the mavli. If it's three tefachim away, then nobody sees it as a lechi. Now he quotes another achron called the Tevuah Shor, who says that the reason why you cannot allow for three tefachim between the kosel and the lechi is because of the principle of gedim bokim ba, which is interesting. We spoke about gedim bokim ba in terms of the ground level. In other words, if the lechi doesn't come down all the way to the ground level and there's three tefachim of airspace between the ground level and the lechi, then the gedim are bokim ba. Now we're talking about a different gedim bokim ba, and we're talking about gedim bokim ba in that airspace between the kosel and the lechi. And if it's three tefachim, the gedi, this little lamb, you know, Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little goat in this case, but anyway, this kid, KID, right, is able to squeeze through, and that again breaks up the whole, shall I say, the definition and the purpose of a lechi. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Afilu Reb Shimon Gamliel diomar, Amrin and Lavud." Even according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, back on Daf Tes, who holds that if you have up to four tefachim, even beyond three tefachim, you still apply Lavud. Right. So we had, if you remember, the case was a Korah. There was a distance between the Korah and the other wall, up to four tefachim. It's okay, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Hani mili, when does Rav Shimon Gamliel's principle apply? That's only lamala. That's only up on top of the Korah. Ava lamata, when we're talking about it being somach lekarka. Kevan dahavi mechitza hagdim bokimba lokomar. So when we're talking about lamala and we want to create a lovewood to make sure that the korah hits the other kosel, so up to four tefachim according to Reb Shimon Gamliel is lovewood. But when you're talking about not the korah, but you're talking about the metzias of setting up a mechitza, and that's the purpose of the lechi, then you're talking about a whole different, you know, horse of a different color, because now we're gonna have a problem. That if there's shlosha tefachim between the bottom of the lechi and the ground itself, the gedim are going to break through that area, and therefore you cannot consider this lechi as if it's successfully closed off the mavli. And that's something that even Reb Shimon Gamliel would agree, that in the reality of gedim bokim ba, three tefachim is enough to allow the gedim. Now, it's your tallest gedi, I'm just joking when I say this, but your tallest gedi is going to be, let me say it the other way around. The shortest gedi, that's a better way of saying it. The shortest gedi is going to be three tefachim short. And what that means is that up to three tefachim, the gedi will be able to just simply break through above three tefachim, because the gedi is already, the shortest gedi is three tefachim. So if he's taller than three tefachim, he can't penetrate in. And does that make sense what I just said? Wait, let me just think about this one more time. If the airspace is less than three tefachim, then... Right, because the shortest gedi is more than three. I think I got it right. And here, even Rav Shimon Gamliel will agree. Rav Yossi Omer Rechavan shlosha tfachin. The minimum width of the lechi is 3 tfachin. Om Rabbi Yossi, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Mishmuel, ein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. We're not going to accept the shita of Rabbi Yossi, lo behilmi, velo belechayayim. So let's start backwards. Lo bechayayim, meaning that Rabbi Yossi requires in the qualifications of a lechi that it be 3 tefachim wide, that we don't accept. There's no minimum width to a lechi. We're going to pass it like the chachamim of Rabbi Yossi. Now we have a sugya called hilme. Okay, now we're talking about a sugya mesechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis. And that's melach sha'osim also k'dei lichbosh behen yirokos. So there's something called kavush, which means that they soaked yirokos to pickle them in salt, in a kind of a mixture of water and salt, which we call brine, I think, in English. And Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, on Daf Kuf Ches, that even if you're making a very small amount of brine, such that you'd probably be using it within the course of one single Shabbos, because it's such a minimum volume of brine, it's still prohibited. And let's say, if I'm not mistaken, this is called Meleches Ma'aved. Let me quickly see if he tells you what Malacha we're involved in here. Just one second. Bar Shekivanti, so it's Ma'abed. Because when they prepared the tans, they would soften the tans by using salt. And when you're salting a piece of meat or whatever you're salting here, then it looks like you're softening it the same way that salt will soften the hide, for purposes of tanning. So this is a spin-off of the Malach of tanning. And in the case of vegetables that you want to pickle them, like let's just take a cucumber, right? So when you pickle a cucumber, you put it in this brine, and Rabbi Yossi says that's prohibited on Shabbos because it looks like ma'avid. It looks like salting a hide in order to tan it. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara says we reject it, and we paskin like the Chachamim. The Chachamim are going to say that if you have a small volume, a limited volume of brine, such that we expect that you'll finish it up on Shabbos itself, then that's not nira kima'avid, and that's mutter. Only if you're using a massive amount of salt and water to create a brine that's preserving for who knows how long, you know, you're going to be eating these pickles for the next 6 months, that's called nirek ma'avi. That's where we prohibit it because it's like ma'avi. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, we're not going to make these distinctions. And we simply don't pickle vegetables on Shabbos, no matter how small of a volume. Or I should say it differently. We shouldn't prepare the brine for pickling, even if it's a small volume. So getting back to our Mishnah, although Rabbi Yossi requires a minimum width of 3 tefachim for a lechi, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like Chachamim, and a mashu is enough. Amalei Rav Huna Bar Chinina. So this original statement and transmission was from Rabbi Yosef. We know that Rabbi Yosef had amnesia. And Rav Huna Bar Chinina turns to Rabbi Yosef and he says, Behilme amritlon, belchayayim lo amritlon. When you originally presented this halacha to us, your disciples, way back when, you only mentioned the case of Hilmi, that we don't paskin like and accept the chumrah of Rabbi Yosef and Hilmi. But you didn't tell us anything about the question between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim on the thickness of a lechi. You should have told us that Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Now again, this is because the later Talmidim, like in this case Rav Huna, were reminding Rav Yosef what Rav Yosef taught them, you know, before he had his amnesia. So Rav Yosef says, Maishna behilmi. Why would I have told you that we don't accept Rav Yossi in the case of Hilmi in preparing the brine for pickling? Depligi Rabbanan Alei. We have a principle called Rabim Halacha Yochid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. It's L'Chayayim Nami Pligi Rabbanan Alei. Maybe I forgot to mention this, but it seems obvious that in the case of Lechi, do we need a width of 3 tefachim minimum for a lechi? Once again, the Chacham rejected, and it goes without saying that we paskin against Rabbi Yossi. Amalei, no. Rav Huna says nothing here goes without saying. Shiny lechayayim. Mishum dekoy rabbi kavase. Dekoy rabbi kavase. In other words, rabbi means, in this case, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi accepted Rabbi Yossi, and you need a minimum of 3 tefachim width in order to set up a lechi. And this is Rebbe that we learned back on Daf Tes Amid Beis. It's also going to be reflected in a Mishnah later on in Masechta Erevin on Daf Tzadi Beis. And that's the case of the Chatzer Ketana Shenifetzal Gdola, and Gdola Muteres B'Tiltul Ketana Asura. And we had an interpretation that the difference between the Chatzah Ketana and the Chatzah Gdola is only 1 Amma. Right? The Ketana that goes into the Gdola is 10 Ammos, and the Gdola is 11 Ammos. And the Gemara explains back on Daf Yud that that Raisa that interprets the Mishnah as referring to 11 and 10 Ammos is reflects the Sheet of Rebbe, who requires that a chotzer which is 10 amos wide and it's nifritzol or shus acheres is required 2 pasim on both stadim to be matir betiltul, and Rebbe holds like Rav Yossi, who requires a lechi that has a width of 3 tefachim. Okay, we haven't gotten to that yet. The kevon shachotza ketana pchusa L'gdola be'emtza, psucha l'gdola be'emtza, nimtza she'gdola defas ala ketana mikol tzad shlosha tefachim. U'lekach gdola muteres betiltul ketana asurim v'nei shalechi anirim mibachutz, lechi that you can only see from the outside, v'shovim mibifnim, it looks that you don't even see the lechi on the inside, is eno nidon ke lechi lechotzer hapnimis. But the bottom line is that Rebbe holds the din that a lechi has to be 3 tefachim, and Rebbe accepts the sheet of Rabbi Yossi that the minimum shear of a width of a lechi is 3 tefachim, and therefore the Gemara Rav Huna says to Rabbi Yossi, don't think that, you know, ipso facto we can derive the conclusion that the halacha is like Chachamim, a kol shehu, in the case of the thickness of the lechi, because since we have Rebbe who supports Rabbi Yossi and also requires a minimum of 3 tefachim width, that's why the difference between the chotzer haktana haprutzol lechotzer gdola is 1 amma, which means 3 tefachim on each side. And if it's 3 tefachim on each side, then that's enough for to have a lechi. And we see that Rabbi Yossi, or let's say the other way around, Rebbe, together with Rabbi Yossi, agree that you need a lechi of 3 tefachim wide. Okay, so what Lamaisa, I'm trying to figure out, is Rav Huna establishing the halacha like Rabbi Yossi, or is he just prodding on Rabbi Yosef And Rav Huna is saying to Rav Yosef, you know, you only told us about Hilmi, you never told us about L'chayai, and maybe you were implying that the halacha is like Rav Yossi in the case of L'chayai. Rav Rechume Masni Hachi, he has a little bit of a different transmission of the discourse here that went on. Amar Rav Yehuda Berei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat, Mishmei de Rav, Ein halacha k'Rav Yossi lo b'hilmi v'lo b'l'chayayim. You know, it's very strange to me that the Gemara combines these two cases of Hilmi and l'chayayim, when logically, conceptually, they have nothing to do one with the other. It's just in both cases you have machlok shirin Rav Yossi and Chachom. Are these the only two cases in Shas where we have machlok shirin Rav Yossi and Chachom? I don't know why it's presented in one breath, unless maybe we're talking about the laws of Shabbos, and within the constellation of Hilchas Shabbos, we have these two cases, these two issues about which Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim disagree. But anyway, now we have a new transmission in which we reject Rabbi Yossi Sai Lagabe Hilmi, with regard to the brine, and Sai Lagabe L'chayayin. Omrule, the Talmidim said to Rav Rachumi, Amrit, is this really what you're telling me, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi in both these cases? Omar Lahu, Sir Rav Rachumi answers, lo. Alright, let me. So when we see the word Amrit, very often what the Gemara is doing is addressing a question to the very person who is being quoted and asking him, can you verify that you actually said that? So here we have a transmission that Rav Rechumi told us that Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav and Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat, etc., in the name of Rav, that we reject Rav Yossi both in Hilmi and in L'chayayim. So the Talmidim said, Amrit, can you confirm that indeed the halacha is against Rav Yossi in both these cases? Amar lahu, lo. I don't hold like that. Amar Rav Elohim, Amora ugmirlan minei. In the name of God, so to speak, that's usually when you take an oath, you mention the name of God, you invoke the Shem Hashem. And Rav Rechumi, really, you did say this. We have a transmission that's reliable that you told us that Halach is against Rav Yossi in both these two cases, unless you changed your mind. Ugmiralan mine, we studied this in your base medrash. Have you changed your mind? My time a kahadar be, and why did he change his mind? Mishum de Rabbi Yossi nimuko imo. There's something about the logic of Rabbi Yossi that's very, very compelling. So again, even though Rav Rechumi transmitted the halach that we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, but he himself, after analyzing the machlokas and the shita Rabbi Yossi, he accepted the shita Rabbi Yossi based on the logic called nimuko imo. Now, I think that nimuko imo would probably have to do with what we discussed before about the possibility that there's airspace separating the kosel from the lechi, and therefore it's very important that the lechi be 3 tfachim wide. Alternatively, we mentioned other svaras, that it's not a heker unless it's connected. Oh, okay, no, that's... No, just 1 second. So what's nimuko imo? 1 second, let me just see. I just want to see if there's any footnote here on nimuko imo. Not sure why I'm not finding this here. Oh, just give me a second. I'm not sure what he means here. What is the... I see. Now I got it. I made a mistake. I thought Nimuko Imo was some sort of compelling argument in the logic of requiring three tfachim minimum of width in the lechi. No. Nimuke Imo is actually a description of Rav Yossi in general. Not about Rav Yossi here in this particular statement or ruling. But Rav Yossi is described as Nimuko Imo. He was very sharp, I guess, and he always had reasoning which he gave a clear explanation and a compelling logic. And this is the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach Zayin, that the Gemara praises Rav Yossi because he is, quote-unquote, Nimuko Imo. He always has some sort of a clear, logical proof that underlies his Shita. So again, at one point, it seems that Rav Rechumi actually rejected Rav Yossi, but then he changed his mind. He retracted his original psak, and now he reversed himself and say, we do follow Rav Yossi. And the reason for that is Rav Yossi is always Nimuko Imo. In other words, whenever he argues against Chachamim, we're going to paskin like Rav Yossi. Amale Rava Bar Hanan Labaye Hilchasam Mai. Do we accept Rav Yossi and we have a chumra that a lechi requires three tfachim with or not? Amalei pok chazi mai amadabar. That's a very famous principle all over Shas. Go out and see how the people are acting. In other words, what's the accepted normative practice? Once you determine that, then you'll know how to conduct yourself, meaning you should follow the minog, the practice that was accepted with regard to a lechi. Ika demasni le'aha. In other words, this whole exchange here that Rav Hanan turned to Abaye and asked him Hilchos Amai was referring to a Mishnah in Masechta Brachos. Hashos Amayim litzimao. If he drinks water because he's thirsty, Omer, he should recite the bracha shakol niya bidvara. But if he's not thirsty, then he doesn't recite a bracha. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, borei nefoshos rabos v'chesronon al kol ma shebarasa. Wow. What we have is a bracha achrona after drinking water. Rabbi Tarfon has it as the bracha rishona. Amalei Rav Hanan Labaye. Oh, here's where we have this back and forth. Hilchos Amai. How do we paskin? Amalei Pok Chazi Mai Amadabar. Check out what people do. What are they accustomed to do? And if the accepted practice is to recite the bracha, the Tanakama, Shakol Nia Bidvar before the drinking, that's what we're going to do. Itmar. Lechi ha'omeid me'elov. What happens if he didn't put up the lechi deliberately? It was there. And is it valid? Abai omar havi lechi, rav omar lo havi lechi. So we have machlokas abai v'rov. Hecha de lo samchinen ale meesmo, kuliamo lo pligi de lo avi lechi, ki pligi hecha de samchinen ale meesmo. Abai omar havi lechi, da samchinen ale meesmo, rav omar lo avi lechi, kevon de meikora lav adaite dahai dahochi ovid lo avi lechi. If I'm not mistaken, this is one of the six places in Chaz that we paskin like Abai against Rav. So let's understand what's going on here. Everybody agrees that we don't validate a lechi before Shabbos. So if at the Ben Hashmoshos entering into Shabbos, he had no intention to use this particular post, if you can call it that, as a lechi. Let's say there was another lechi that was Mesakin the Mavui, and let's say that other lechi that he relied on fell down on Shabbos, and now he wants to rely on this lechi. Is everybody agrees in that case the law of a lechi? We'll explain that as we go along. Ki pligi, where are they arguing? It means that he, even on Erev Shabbos, he intended that this particular lechi should function as a lechi for this mavui. So that's what he had in mind before Shabbos. He did not put up the lechi. The lechi was there, but he mentally relied on this lechi. And Abai says it is a lechi, because since he relied on it as a lechi before Shabbos, why shouldn't it be a lechi? Rava says there's another problem. It wasn't set up lechatchila from the get-go as for the intention of serving as a lechi. Therefore, lo havi lechi. So again, if he had no intention going into Shabbos of using it as a lechi, for sure it's not a lechi. Even Abai would agree. But if he intended to use it and rely on it as a lechi, just that he hadn't put it up, so therefore Rava says we go back to the Meikara, to the original intent at the time that this lechi was erected, when it was put up in the Mavui. And nobody had in mind that it should serve as a lechi at that moment in time. And therefore, you cannot now take a lechi that was not put up originally as a lechi and call it a lechi. Abai says, no, I can call it a lechi. It's exactly identical to lechi. It fulfills all the conditions of a lechi. And now I decided, Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, that I want this to serve as my lechi. Now, at this point, the Gemara is going to introduce another issue about mechitza. And the Gemara is going to try to say that the machlokas between Abai and Rava is really a more fundamental machlokas about mechitza. So you have a mechitza that was not put up as such as a mechitza, and can we rely on it as a mechitza, even though it wasn't put up as such? Abai is going to say yes, and Rav is going to say no. I think at this point, we'll take a break. Is pligi nami b'mechitza ha'omeres me'eleo, shedas Abai nechshevas l'mechitza, l'das Rav ein ze nechshav l'mechitza. And he says, "Ein hagemara svura b'das rova shitzarch lasas a mechitza b'kavana l'shem hechsher Shabbos, el kavana sagemara shitzarch lasos l'shem mechitza, not hechsher Shabbos, but l'shem mechitza. V'lo shenasis me'ela kigon ilon shegodel me'elov v'lo nase b'kavana l'shem mechitza." All right, so this is where we're going to stop for today. Let's just make a cheshbon where we got up to. We're on daf tes vav amud aleph on the top of the amud, and we're up to kasal kedaitach, which is approximately, I would say, about 8 lines down from the top. Okay, then stop here.